Attorney General Sessions, are you able to join us?
I am.
Oh, this is a real privilege. My name's Dan Rose. I'm here with my co-host, Ron Vissing. I'm a huge fan of yours, always have been, and I really appreciate you joining us today, and especially appreciate your efforts on behalf of our citizens to try to fight this heroin and opioid epidemic. We've been talking a little bit about that, and we also heard your comments earlier with Larry Glover. Let me ask you, where is, in fact, the illegal, the heroin that's being brought here, and in particular the fentanyl as well, this deadly substance, where is this coming from?
Well, there's little doubt that the biggest majority of heroin now is black tar heroin, which used to come out of Mexico. Now Mexico is producing a white powder heroin, which is easier to mix with fentanyl, but you can mix it with both. The fentanyl is historically been produced in China and is sent here mostly through Mexico also. And we expect that we'll see more heroin labs in Mexico. We're already seeing most of it being produced there. And I'm afraid fentanyl will be produced there too. You know, these Mexican cartels have billions of dollars in assets, so they're able to hire chemists, they're able to hire scientists, they're able to produce this and make these labs quickly and hard to deal with. So there's some real challenges there. We intend to meet them in every way possible.
That's very encouraging to hear you say that. I know you will. Is the distribution of the heroin and the fentanyl within the United States predominantly controlled by Mexican cartels?
Yes. Now they're multi-drug groups. They used to just be a cocaine group or a methamphetamine group. There's been some trend in these big distribution networks have all kind of drugs. And so the same people move multi-drugs and often in large amounts. So the bad news is we're seeing a higher purity, a lower price, and a greater availability. We've got to reverse those trends. It's pretty clear that supply itself will create a demand. So very cheap, addictive drugs lead to more addictiveness and more deaths. That's what we're seeing. And fentanyl, of course, is the killer drug on top of even heroin.
It's horrible. To just try to give our listeners and our country some encouragement, could you outline some of the steps that you and President Trump are taking that's different from what's been done over the last three or four administrations to try to combat this problem, some newer strategies maybe that you're trying to implement?
Yes. We sent out a group of 12 special prosecutors for opioids alone. One of those went to Eastern Kentucky. This area is number five, I think, in the country in overdose deaths here. So we've got a problem. We're addressing that in that way. Every United States Attorney's Office is now required to have an opioid coordinator. We think that will help us a lot. We are resolutely determined to reduce the amount of prescription opioids that too often start addiction in this country. So we have some ability with DEA just to limit the number. We are targeting corrupt doctors and pharmacies and hospitals and others that may be moving drugs out. We're going to be suing drug companies who've not followed the rules and prosecute them if that's lawful. And we're going to use every tool we have and to get this down. We have a number of projects to deal with the importation of fentanyl, mostly from China. We've gone to China. I've met with Chinese delegations. We're hopeful to be able to reduce the amount coming from China. And we simply have got to put greater pressure on Mexico. There are a lot of good people in Mexico, but these organizations are getting too strong, too powerful, too rich, too violent, and they threaten Mexico and certainly threaten us. So there just can't be this total safe haven in Mexico for manufacturing of these dangerous drugs. Colombia also has got to do better. We need to interdict more ships that are bringing cocaine into the country. We know how to do that. We can improve that. And we've got a data analytics program that we just established that uses the computer data that DEA has always had to effectively identify distributors of drugs, big companies, doctors, pharmacies, who are outliers, who are way beyond the amount a normal doctor would prescribe of these kind of drugs. We believe that we're going to hammer this illegality. Some doctors are making millions of dollars through this illegal distribution of drugs by simply writing bogus prescriptions. So there are more, but yeah. The president has declared it a national health emergency, and we are thrilled to be able to do our part on the enforcement side.
To that point, is there going to be a reduction in the quotas of the amount of opioids that manufacturers can produce?
That's under review right now in my direction. Yes, I think that will be fully evaluated. It's an objective process based on facts, so I'm not able to announce the decision before it's made, but we're definitely looking at that.
Well, Attorney General Sessions, I want to just personally thank you on behalf of my friends and family and all the citizens of Kentucky for what you're trying to do to protect us and protect our citizens and our country. And I just can't thank you enough and President Trump enough for all you're doing. Godspeed to you.
Thank you. Let me just say one thing. I had the most moving experience about an hour ago to meet with 10 families that have lost a loved one's children, mostly for overdose, mostly fentanyl. It was a most moving thing. This is a very real event. Few of us now don't know somebody who lost their life or is in treatment or maybe even homeless as a result of addiction. We've got to keep our people from starting down this road first and foremost. If we do that, that will be the greatest way to begin to push back.
Well, thank you. Thank you again so much. I know your time is very valuable. Thank you for coming to Lexington, and hopefully could talk to you again soon, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.